from the 18th of March. If Joe Kent gets investigated before the pedophiles from Epstein's files, you'd have no better proof we've been taken over by a foreign country.
Exactly.
And where we're
The
at right now, 2 months later?
well, and you see it with all Trump does is he ignores all of his military reports. He ignores his intel report. That's why they're leaking like a sieve now.
Oh, yeah.
He ignores everything Vance tells him. That's why Vance is even leaking now. Vance used to dislike leaking of any kind because it could be perceived as disloyal. But now he realizes how desperate the situation
Oh,
is.
yeah,
So
yeah.
he's the one who got out. He said Hegseth keeps lying to everybody and making stuff up about about what's happening militarily. Everybody else, Kane, keeps telling him, no, this isn't going to work. This is a bad idea. I mean, it's very rare for the military to stand up in the U.S. so
Right.
aggressively against a military operation like this.
Oh, yeah. I've never seen it in my life.
Completely. Man, the mindset of the people on the boats and on the ground is bad, bad, bad.
Oh, I believe it.
And they didn't help him by trying to prosecute that kid. One of the soldiers made a little money on the poly market.
Oh,
There's a bunch
yeah.
of those guys out there like, if I'm going to get screwed, I might as well put something aside for my
Wait,
kids
wait a minute,
and
wait a
trade on
minute.
poly market.
So somebody, I'm not going to say any names or anything like that, puts a small bet on a short position on oil for $1.5 billion 30 minutes before Trump announces that we've got peace, which there isn't. And by the way, this has been done four or five times now. But one guy puts, $32,000 on that. We're going to take Maduro because he happens to be on the team to take Maduro, which isn't a guarantee they would have succeeded. But
No.
he's putting his life on there on that bet too. He gets prosecuted. But the $1.5 billion bet, nobody knows.
I mean, it's obvious disparity in the corruption is one. But the second is it's a bad understanding of this is not the way to treat these soldiers when they're
No.
already, many of them overextend on their duties. They see no reason for this. You know, about a third of them have some crazy military leader that's telling them that this we're going to bring in the end of the world, and that's all great because now Jesus is coming back. So they got to deal with that level of insanity, and then they can see the same things as everyone else. And what spoiled this for a lot of your soldiers on the, you know, that were going into this was the very first day we kill a bunch of little girls.
Oh,
There are a
yeah.
bunch of them like, okay, this is a war for Israel, this isn't for the U.S., and we're going to be. And then Trump was saying, let's kill their whole civilization. That's what broke the back of. That's not only what completely rallied all the Iranian population in favor of the regime. But what it also, like, if Mark Levin has his dream and he drops all those guns for all the other Iranians, they're going to be used against the people trying to come in there, not coming in, not their own regime. But what else it did is it led a lot of the soldiers to be like, this is wrong. I'm not going to go down this path. I don't want to be involved in this. Record level of conscientious objections. That's why they were trying to fire Priest and other people to try to suppress that. Hex has been trying to suppress all of this. But ultimately, it's the main thing holding Trump back. And the Trump wanted to have some, you know, head that he could carry with him to Xi Ji. And instead it's his own head he's taking to Xi. And the idea that we're gonna lecture China and that China's gonna capitulate and China's gonna put pressure on Iran to help us when we have to beg China to give us the rare earth so that we can actually try to resupply the missiles that we wasted in this stupid war. Unbelievable.
People don't realize something about China. China, until the Opium Wars, was the biggest economy in the world, right? The Opium Wars, so Queen Victoria was the biggest, it was the first world or country level narco baron, if you think about it. Her government's pushing narcotics, heroin into China. They literally chopped their economy in half by in 20 years. It was just a
I mean,
massive collapse.
that's where Hong Kong comes from. Hong Kong was a
Yeah.
pirate center, central for all of the drug dealing. I mean, especially all you have to do is call it opium wars, and you
Right.
realize like the number of people in the West who have no knowledge of this. Like our historical illiteracy is embarrassing. It's always been a little bad, but it's gotten egregious.
Oh,
I get
yeah.
these people say, "Oh, Iran's been," I mean, they buy Trump's nonsense. Iran's been at war with us for 47 years. We've been at war against Iran for 47 years ever since the regime came about. And then it'll talk about proxies. It's like, okay, we can compare proxies. Well, let's compare proxies. The Iranian proxies, you can maybe get 2,000, 3,000 dead, and it's almost all soldiers. Whereas US proxies, you're getting into the hundreds of thousands of Iranians dead from US proxies.
Oh yeah, the chemical weapons of Saddam. Half a
it's
million
a
Iranian civilians.
completely. I mean, we were the ones that funded it. We were the ones that gave him the precursors. We were the ones that told him how to use it and encouraged the whole thing to do. So it's just the level of disconnect. But it's really a limit. What is fascinating is how limited a group it is. It's like just the boomer cons. Two-thirds of everybody else opposes the war, strongly disapproves of the war, strongly disapproves of what Trump is doing in Iran, doesn't want to be there, doesn't want to escalate. Latest YouGov, there's one in eight Americans thinks we've won the war. So, you know, the when you ask it the right way, there's all these, you're going to see Rasmussen, you're going to see Trafalgar, some people that took money or were intimidated into doing fake polls. They'll send out fake polls, but ignore all of that. The people that have reliable data, Trump is sinking like a rock, and he's going to kill the Republican Party and go down as the worst president ever if he doesn't get out of this war fast. But I see no signs he's willing and able to do it. So it's either going to be exit or escalation. A deal is not in the works with Trump's mindset.
You know, when you when your presidency makes Biden look good,
I know
you've got. But
he's like, hey, George W. Bush, you thought having a disastrous Mideast war was bad? Hold my beer. And I was like, hey, Joe Biden, you thought being a demented president was bad? Hold my beer. I mean, he's just topping each one. You know, Nixon, you think Watergate was a bad scandal? Wait till people figure out all the pay-per-play and corrupt insider trading schemes and scams that I've been running. I mean,
while
it's just
that, wait, listen, while you're at that, remember Trump coins?
Oh, yeah, all the meme coins, all the rug pulls? He even put Melania up for a rug pull.
Did you see how much it's dropped from peak value?
96-97%.
Yeah.
Trump coin, the meme coin, the Melania coin, the other Trump-related coins, the World Liberty Financial coin that has a bunch of, what, $500 million from the UAE in it?
And then
you have all the hedge fund deals. But the reason it started dawning on me, why does he have Witkoff and Kushner doing all this? They're basically his shakedown artist.
Yeah.
So go around the world shaking everybody. I think Russia figured this out early. That's why they were letting Kirill there deal with them. It's like, these guys are just shakedown artists. So let's have our economics guy talk to them. They're not here for peace or anything else. And maybe we can get a deal done. We'll see. But but it's because they're not official federal employees.
Right.
And the commodity markets is not governed, doesn't have the same insider trading prohibitions. So if it's Witkoff and Kushner doing it, they can get away with it without a problem. Don Jr. and Eric are not part of the administration. So all these, like the Kazakhstan, what a great history of being, you know, pure top integrity country.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Suddenly they get the insider deal for that. They get the for some sort of minerals or energy sources. I mean, the Kazakhs understand this. Central Asia will understand, you know, what a bribe intimidating oligarch looks like. And that's basically what Trump has become. He's become like one of these oil monarchs from the Gulf states. That's why he identifies, I guess, with the Emiratis these days. And then with the sort of pathological collective punishment of the Israelis.
They gave him an airplane.
Yeah, they gave him an airplane. I mean, like that. They gave him close to $500 million in one of his Liberty coins. And that doesn't even cover everything. $2 billion was invested in Kushner's in hedge fund deal. More money was invested in Witkoff side deals. And that doesn't include the money that's being invested in companies that Eric Trump and Don Trump Jr. just accidentally keep owning big shares of right before they get Pentagon contracts or foreign contracts. I mean, it is like they looked at Hunter Biden and said, dude, you're a street level dealer. Let me show you how you run a real cartel.
Hunter Biden was doing with finger painting to try.
I mean, he was just doing money laundering.
Yeah, he was actually making paintings.
Yeah, he had no idea how to. It's like Trump was like, Biden, you have no idea how to run this. I'm going to show you how you run a corrupt scam. I'm going to do it at a level.
Here's a question, and I have not seen this on U.S. media anywhere. Anybody even ask this question? So Trump steals the Venezuelan oil early on. And he says, yeah, half of it's going to go back to them, but half of it's going to go in a special fund. So it's an offshore slush fund, right, that there's no transparency. So he's using U.S. military to steal Venezuelan oil. Half the value of that oil goes into some slush fund somewhere in some bank that's God only knows where. They're stealing Iranian oil. They did grab a couple tankers. I'm assuming it's going to the slush fund, too. And the board for peace, every country give us $1 billion.
Yeah. And then you still have the Iraqis. Remember, the Iraqis still put their money in the U.S. bank account and goes wherever Trump said. So you've got these massive slush funds of side cash that doesn't even include all the unofficial side hustles, all the insider contract deals with the Pentagon. There's deals with the AI companies, deals with all of them. I mean, the Israeli drone company that the Trump brothers just feared to invest in right before we go to war with Iran. I mean, it's like, oh my, and then it's just incredible. The scale of it. And I had heard about it. Colonel McGregor heard about it before I did. He heard about it from the Pentagon side. Mm-hmm. He was like, everybody's like, everything is for sale. Everything is up. It is one big, massive grift. If Trump 2024 turned out to be the biggest campaign rug pull, the biggest campaign grift on ordinary Americans, the actual presidency is an even bigger grift somehow. And it's just, I just hope that by the end of the grift, we're not all dead. That's it.
What amazes me, even his opponents, nobody's saying anything about these slush funds. I mean, I don't know how many tens of billions of dollars are floating around these slush funds.
They're letting it go forward. Like, I'll give you an example, antitrust. There's this corrupt lobbyist who pretends to be a MAGA guy called mm-hmm. Mike Davis. He doesn't register as a lobbyist. He said he wanted to take on antitrust. And what he's doing is he's getting big, huge contracts from big corporations to kill antitrust investigations and antitrust prosecutions. But the Democrats knew this for months and were sitting on it. And they were hoping they would screw up and have the Ellisons do it with Paramount deal to buy mm-hmm. Warner Brothers, that they would be able to take down the Ellisons at the same time they took down Mike Davis and those corrupt actors. So part of it is they've been they knew about Christy Noem with Corey Lewandowski, banging Corey Lewandowski in the back of the plane, giving sweetheart deals to Corey Lewandowski's wife, all this crazy stuff 6 months before it became public. They were hoping to sit on it until after the midterms. And then what their goal is what's going to kill Trump for the impeachments won't be all their war crimes. it'd be nice if we actually kept our word and that war crimes mattered in America, but every president's committed one since Poppy Bush. Yep. So but what's going to kill him and what's going to shock even some part of his base, some part will always stay with him, but even some part of that will be the corruption. Because most of them don't even know it's happening. Fox doesn't cover it at all. Conservative news doesn't cover it at all. And they're going to discover in hearing after hearing, and this is why they've been sitting on it, letting Trump be more egregious, more aggressive, because they're wanting the evidence to just become more obvious and more self-evident. And they're going to hammer him. Trump's promised everybody pardons, but they better, you got to remember, some of these are foreign crimes. And can you imagine Democrats wanting to extradite Donald Trump someplace? Maybe as a peace deal with Iran, we'll send you Donald Trump. You can't rule that out with a Democrat.
That won't happen because Biden has to be sent somewhere.
True. But it's the Democrats. The Democrats are capable of anything. I mean, they want pure revenge on everybody. So there's foolishness compounded with foolishness. But that's Trump's very – and it's the reason, by the way, I think Gabbard and Vance are hanging in there. They know this day may come where Trump is out. Then what happens? Vance is president. Gabbard would be his likely nominee to be vice president. So if they can just keep their head down and the world not blow up in the interim, they could try to course correct before 2028. But Trump has taken us down a bad, perilous path. And only because the military stood up and said no is the only reason we don't have a complete decade-long depression on our hands.
Well, that may still be coming. People don't understand, too, is... the U.S. imports about 40% of its food because big ag is all aimed at exporting corn and soybeans somewhere.
Correct.
More than people can use. Everything else gets imported.
And we keep crushing the small farmer. Record levels of bankruptcy. Bankruptcy is up 70% amongst farmers as anticipated. I represent farmers that are going to have to give up to the banker this in the next couple of months. And they're one of the longest standing farming families in the country out in California. And it's just because everybody's getting crushed, and they're already getting crushed because of the regulatory burden that helped the big ag create these monopolies and these incentives to create fake food everywhere. Bill Gates is successfully suing because federal courts are saying you can't stop him from claiming his food is meat when it's not. It's wild how the whole professional class is locked into that world. But then on top of all
that. Say that again?
Bill Gates sued Texas, his organizations, his groups.
Right.
Because Texas said, look, we're not going to have your fake meat in the meat department saying it's meat. He sued and said it's his First Amendment right to say it's meat. And the courts were like, yes, which makes no sense at multiple constitutional levels. But it's because all these judges are on that side. For the most part. They're on the side of the big tech bros. They have a lot of investments. If you look up these judges' investments, you're going to find it shows up in big pharma, big tech all the time. So it's one of those kind of egregious, like the congressional conflicts of interest that nobody's monitoring or checking in real time. I was one of the first lawyers to ever request the conflicts disclosures of the law clerks of the judges. And judge went enraged, went off on me, da, da, da. Well, it was because a couple of his law clerks were going to go work for a corporate law firm that was representing the defendant in the case I was suing. I was like, you know, I think this might be a little bit of a conflict, bro. So it's just, and then now you got the farmers under all this collective aggregate stress, and now they can't get fertilizer, and diesel is huge for American farms.
Oh, yeah.
That price is going through the roof. So they're just getting doubly, triply hammered. And what is Trump's solution? We're going to bring in more Brazilian and Argentine beef. That's his solution.
Explain this to me again. So U.S. farmers getting hammered. U.S. farmer or ranchers produce beef. So we're going to bail out with your taxpayer money, Mr. Beef Rancher, your competitors in Argentina to a tune of $20 billion. How the hell is that supposed to work?
It's America, political insanity times insanity.
Make Argentina great again.
Well, and the thing is, people keep thinking they're going to see the Trump from the campaign trail, Trump from his first term. That Trump is gone. He is gone. This is a different Trump. His mental focus, mental health is gone. He doesn't think rationally. Don't try to think he's thinking rationally. Don't try to project like he's thinking rationally. Think psychological and his motivation. I don't want to look like Obama. I want to be a future emperor. I want the world to put me on, I want the U.S. to put me on Mount Rushmore. But he does get a little nervous when the 10-year goes high and the gas prices go high. So that, think in those terms, and that's how you can try to restrain Trump. My best advice has been get to everybody around him. Get to the people in the military, get to people in the State Department, get to people in the vice president's office, get to people on the Hill, because that's the only way to deter the worst of Trump is if a bunch of people won't execute any insane order he is capable of making at any time.
That is some serious insane orders. Yeah, it's amazing. I mean, it's just really, really amazing to watch this in action. And coupled out with the Europeans, Russia owns 42% of Europe, just in case the Europeans forget about that. But the EU Europeans, and you've got this caucus of, I don't know, mental midgets, idiots, morons, and a U.S. Congress that's 80% owned by Israel.
Yeah. I mean, it's late stage empire collapse. It's hubris on steroids. It's an economic, social, cultural, political system that is malfunctioning. And if you study the history of civilizations going back centuries, you find the great danger to them isn't a lot of guns, germs, and steel and all that. There's some evidence of that, but mostly it's how they reacted and adapted to those things. And it's having incompetent elites in positions of power. Not being evil elites, you can survive evil elites. Sometimes you can even profit if you're under the protection of that evil elite. What you can't survive and profit from is incompetent elites. And in Europe and in the U.S., we have incorrigibly incompetent elites. This system's going to have to collapse before it gets corrected.
You know, one good thing about paying the mob protection money is they actually really have to protect you now.
Yeah, exactly.
Otherwise, they lose face. So it's a kind of two-way. You know, you don't want the protection, but forget, okay, fine, I have to pay for it. But at least you get it. Here, I mean, you don't get anything. You just get to pay. And hand over an occasional, half $1 billion airplane.
Well,
and
Trump
golf clubs.
Yeah, I mean, things like Don Corleone, like in the first term, you know, Trump would be more meme and trolling and stuff like Trump 2052 and that kind of thing.
Right, right.
You didn't see gold statues outside of the golf courses that people are blessing by the pastor. You didn't see gold statues in his future Trump library that's 50 foot high that's modeled after the North Korean leader. You didn't have him claiming that he picked the Pope and he should get to pick the supreme leader of Iran. You didn't have him picking a war with political war with the Pope. You didn't have him demonizing some of his most loyal congressmen and people like Marjorie Taylor Greene, going after a key part of his base in Thomas Massie, or promoting the living Dickens out of somebody like Lindsey Graham. These things you did not see in Trump's first term. And it's because Trump is in a different mental state that has him directed at an entirely different set of objectives. He thinks he has become the caricature of him, but he's even worse because he's less mentally stable than even the caricature was.
Well, yeah. What about that? The victim. Well, first of all, while Trump was posting, and this is something a lot of people missed. While Trump was posting pictures of Trump as Jesus, or healing, or whatever he wanted to say, excuse
With the demon ball behind him, no less.
it. that's another thing. While Trump was attacking the pontiff, well, I'm Orthodox. He's not my pontiff. We have patriarchs, but still, it's you give the man some respect. What everybody missed was Tom Blanchet, Blanchet, the guy that replaced Bondi because the stock market
Oh yeah,
fell, so
Todd
Bondi's out.
Blanche. I like to call him Todd Blanche Dubois.
Yeah, Tom Blanchet Dubois there. What did he say in this little quiet interview? We've already published all the Epstein files, which is a lie, and we don't see any criminal action, so we're not going to prosecute anybody.
Yeah, I
Back to
mean
your
it's
quote, they'll go after Kent, but all the Epstein
correct.
guys get a pat on the back and the ass, and here's some new children for you to eat.
And he's come after some little, some the he does a Comey indictment, does a Southern Poverty Law Center indictment. The there's been little stuff like that, but whether it's going to translate into something considerable and consequential, I still doubt, because the antitrust division is still an open sieve. And it was if he joined the Brooke Jackson case against Big Pharma, though I represent Brooke Jackson because the COVID vaccine was one big fat fraud. They lied about
Oh,
everything,
yeah.
and stole billions of dollars of the American taxpayer money to do it. Then I would believe he's serious, but you're not seeing any of that. Instead, the Justice Department is up in front of the Supreme Court demanding that a foreign corporation, Bayer Monsanto, get special immunity from any lawsuit by any ordinary American for the harm their product causes Americans. That's what
Oh.
that it, it's. They've sold out completely to the donor class. They're in the control of that group, and they have a delusional would-be empire, would-be emperor as their president, who's talking about making Venezuela or Cuba the 51st state on a given day.
Yeah, by the way, that's another thing. So we're gonna have Bay of Pigs 2.0. Is
Yeah.
that what we got
I
next?
mean, it's.
Is this what's coming on the agenda for June?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I guess it was the United States of America to be all of the Americas. There's a lot of risk with that. The so
Ask the rest of the Americans that aren't part of America if they want to be part of America.
oh, I gotta hop off. I see I got another call coming in.
Oh.
The but yeah, it is what a wild time to be alive. All I'd say is you made the right decision going to Russia.
And by the way, tell your farmer clients, Russia. I got to do my little pimp out for Russia. Otherwise, Vladimirovich won't give me a bag full of money. If you read some of the press, literally, apparently, I have breakfast when he just throws the bag. Yeah, we don't know how much in there. We just threw some money in there. Have some. That's why I drive a 10-year-old car. But it's a nice car. Don't get me wrong, but I don't like to change cars that often. That's a personality quirk. But yeah, Russia has 1 million hectares, so multiply by 2.5 million acres of prime grade A land that needs farmers. And Russia's farming sector is growing like crazy. But you've got about as many people going to become farmers as they wanted to become farmers. They
Well,
get
the
they
Amish
get.
will go wherever there's farmland. They're down
Oh
in
yeah.
Brazil in the rainforest as we speak.
Oh yeah.
So the the Amish know that there's some farmland in Russia that the new ones can go and explore.
The government pretty much leaves them alone. It'll give courses, free courses. There's grant money, and that's not even counting ranch land. There's I don't know how much step for good step
Wow.
for ranch land. But that's farming land. So yeah, that's huge amounts. Then they need farmers flat out. They need a lot more farmers. I mean, Russia already feeds a third of the world. Imagine because all that land, it's laying around fallow. It's not having any economic value because it's not being used. And then the government has to pay to take care of it, in case of fires, patrol it, things of that. So it's actually costing money. So they're out to, please, anybody wants to become farmers. Just most Russians don't want to become farmers. They've already become farmers. I mean, there was a huge move into farming back, 5, 6, 7 years ago. And you still have so much land left over.
Right.
So,
Well, that'd be awesome.
All these people. I mean, I was reading 50, 55 families a day in the U.S. are losing their farms.
Yes.
That's insane. I mean,
Completely.
and that doesn't ring alarm bells?
It should, but the number one purchaser of farmland in the United States is Bill
Bill
Gates.
Gates? Oh, Zelensky is apparently the ninth largest private landowner in the U.S. now.
You might want to check out money. Tucker. Tucker just interviewed his former press secretary.
Oh,
apparently,
did
she he dumped a lot of dirt on old Z.
Oh, I need to go watch that one.
Thanks, man. It was great. It was a fun to catch up.
Absolutely. Thank you. It's always fun.
Take care,
everybody. Thank you for joining. Cheers.